All right, this will be the In Touch program, and it comes on the count in 3, 2, 1. Thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to this, the Monday edition of the In Touch program on WCCI. We have a pair of guests today via the telephone, and we are joined today by Mr. Jim Brinkley. He is the Director of Occupational Health and Safety with the International Association of Firefighters. We also have Dr. Stefanos Kales. He is Assistant Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. And gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today. And people might be out there saying, wow, we have, you know, the world of medicine and firefighters combining. You know, what's happening with that? What are we going to talk about today? Well, it's a very cool new program that you guys are highlighting. If you would, let's start talking about that. We'll begin with you, Jim. Where do the firefighters come in on this? And tell us a little bit about this stop, drop, and control program.
Sure, Brian. The stop, drop, control program, which the IFF is launching in collaboration with Novartis, is a high blood pressure education campaign that's providing firefighters with the tools and information they need to raise awareness about high blood pressure within their ranks and the community. We're launching the program in May because this is National High Blood Pressure Awareness Month. And as the Director of Health and Safety for the International Association of Firefighters, I represent nearly 300,000 members across the United States and Canada. And nothing matters more to me than the health and safety of our members. We face a tremendous amount of physical strains in our job every day. Challenges ranging from exposure to high heat, the toxins in the air, the heavy equipment we wear, and getting up in the middle of the night for those calls for emergency service at a moment's notice. It just takes a tremendous toll on the body. So we know firsthand the dangers of high blood pressure. That's why we have tens of thousands of our firefighters that protect about 85% of the nation's population, working hard to raise the awareness of high blood pressure, hosting blood pressure screenings, and making sure that the public has the information and educational materials so that they can control their own high blood pressure. And we think we're uniquely positioned as the nation's first responders to deliver credible information in this program.
Well, I think that's just awesome. And Doctor, if you would come in now and speak a little bit, controlling and probably diagnosing, you know, high blood pressure is very important because not only does it affect our health now, but it can lead to some long-term health problems and eventually death if left uncontrolled.
That's absolutely right, Brian. High blood pressure is something that's very important for everybody, whether they're a firefighter or just a member of the community, to have that monitored with their health care provider. When the blood pressure reaches a level of 140 or greater on the top number or 90 or greater on the bottom number, that's when we define it as high blood pressure, and that's when you really need to start to take action. In fact, normal blood pressure, we define that as less than 120 on the top number or less than 80 on the bottom number, and even if you're somewhere in between that 120 and 140 or 80 or 90, there are different lifestyle measures you can take to try to prevent that pre-hypertension from becoming full-blown hypertension. As you mentioned, high blood pressure is not so much of a, it is a disease, but it's more of a risk factor for the more serious diseases like heart attack, heart failure, and stroke, kidney failure, other things which can actually kill you. It's a modifiable risk factor, and that's very important because that means you can have it diagnosed, but you can do something about it. So it's not something you should try to avoid going to the doctor. You should have it checked. And if the blood pressure is high, there are lifestyle and other measures you can take to control that blood pressure.
And, Doctor, it is kind of interesting listening to what Jim said, and I certainly understand why firefighters would want to be a part of this campaign because, obviously, they care about our health and really make sure that we're safe from, you know, fire and other emergencies. And now they're concerned about not only within their own ranks, as Jim said, but, you know, the general public about high blood pressure because that's less visible or less tangible sometimes than, you know, fires and things that you can see, but just as deadly.
No, that's absolutely right. And as you know, firefighters do a lot of medical work, so they're uniquely positioned, as Jim mentioned, to interface with the community and to bring about awareness about this condition. And the other thing, we want firefighters to know that high blood pressure is an important risk for them. Among all the different hazards that Jim mentioned, it turns out that almost half of the on-duty deaths among firefighters are caused by heart disease. That's, in fact, the number one cause that by far exceeds burns, smoke inhalation, motor vehicle accidents, and other causes of line-of-duty deaths. And we have found in our studies that high blood pressure, especially uncontrolled high blood pressure, has consistently emerged as a contributing factor. So this is something, as you mentioned, that firefighters and members of the general community can't see unless you go to your doctor and you get it checked. But once you get it checked, if it is high, there are many things you can do about it. And even if it's normal, there are other things you can do about it to keep it normal. So those are important things that we're trying to bring about through the program, make people aware of different things like maintaining a healthy weight, restricting their salt intake, moderating their alcohol intake, getting lots of fruits and vegetables in their diet, and getting plenty of aerobic exercise.
And, Jim, one thing that this kind of shows, and I know most of us are aware of this, but, you know, firefighters, not only are they out there giving, you know, their all and putting their lives on the line, but they're concerned about their communities, and they do so many things of an educational, you know, background or just different things. And this is just another example of how they're helping their community by sponsoring these blood pressure screenings and just making sure that people are aware that, you know, high blood pressure is a very serious problem.
You know, Brian, the studies show year in and year out that we are the most trusted and respected leaders within our communities, and it just makes sense that we not only respond to their emergencies, but we help prevent them and do things that can keep them from getting in harm's way, from having these health problems. And if we can get out there and deliver information that's going to improve their health, it's going to reduce the call volume that we respond to, which in turn will help our healthy lifestyle because we won't be getting up in the middle of the night as often as we are. So when you look at the fact that we're the most trusted and we have credible information, because we most of us are EMTs and do provide those types of services, it just makes sense that we get involved. Most of us who got into this line of work did it because of our ties to the community, because we want to help, and this is just another program that's going to help our communities, and that's why we're involved in it.
And, Doctor, I know we really hyped this up during the month of May, and, of course, the 17th was World Hypertension Day. But oftentimes on the In Touch show, we do health-related topics and really promote them during that month. But we also kind of add the disclaimer that even though now is the time to think about that and really highlight it, let's think about that 12 months out of the year, not just the 1 month. Yes, of course, you're in a, you know, in the process of getting the word out now, but this is something to be aware of throughout the year.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's not something that you just check once, and if the doctor or nurse told you it was normal one time, that you never have to get it checked again. This is something that you need to have checked regularly. So there's no particular month that is more important or less important. Of course, this is High Blood Pressure Awareness Month, so we're highlighting the program now. But as you point out, this is something that we need to be aware of and keep an eye on and control all year long.
And, Doctor, we've come a long way as far as, you know, treatment and medicines out there, and that's what people have to realize. It's not something that, you know, is going to be untreatable. Get to your doctor, get that checked out, and then, you know, obviously he'll prescribe the right medication for you.
Absolutely. There are many treatments available. There are many things, as I mentioned, lifestyle changes, diet, and exercise that people can do. Most individuals with high blood pressure will require one or more medications, but there are plenty of medications out there, and that's something for you to discuss with your healthcare provider to find the right combination for you.
Well, we really appreciate your time today, gentlemen. We'd like to give you just some time for some final thoughts here as we get set to close out the program. Jim, we'll start with you. Do you have any final thoughts or anything we may have glossed over or missed this morning?
Brian, I just want to overemphasize how important it is for everyone to get their blood pressure checked, not just the community, the firefighters, everyone involved. When you look at the number, 74 million adults in the U.S., that's one in three people, have undiagnosed hypertension. We really need to go see our physicians, get our blood pressure checked, and take the necessary steps. As the doctor mentioned, there are risk factors that you can modify. And, you know, that's something that's very difficult for firefighters. We normally respond to help others. We're not used to asking for help for ourselves. And there are things we can do to change our blood pressure, to modify our blood pressure, get it under control, and make sure that we don't become one of those statistics, the 45% of on-duty deaths related to cardiovascular disease. I just really want to emphasize the point that you need to get your blood pressure checked.
Well, Jim, thank you very much, and we really appreciate your time. And before we close out, I guess we'll bring you in, Dr. Kales. Any final thoughts as well from you?
Well, I think I'll just echo what Jim said. It really is essential for everyone to have their blood pressure checked and monitored. And if the doctor does tell you that your blood pressure is high, please do something about it. Many people fear taking a medication, but what they should really fear is not controlling their blood pressure. It is something you can control. Heart disease is the number one killer in our society, and controlling your blood pressure is something anyone can do with their doctor, with the right medications, with the right lifestyle changes. They can reduce their risk, and they can live a long and healthy life.
Well, we certainly appreciate the time from both of you today. We invite you to come back at any point in the future because health topics are so important to all of our listeners, and we make that a priority on the InTouch program. Thank you guys for being with us today.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for having us.